Speaking of virtual, what are your thoughts about virtual colonoscopy?
I think virtual colonoscopy is probably the best way to get a lot of those extra people screened who don't want to have something 1.6 meters long put up their backsides to look around the colon when they say, nobody in my family's ever had cancer. Why would I want that done? Well, because you can have sporadic mutations, obviously. Virtual is an easier one for people to tolerate. The problem is, of course, it's not being paid for except in case of incomplete colonoscopy. So if we ever got to the point that the technology was inexpensive enough and the payers felt that it was worth preventing cancers, to me that would be a very, very good option. If you're doing virtual colonoscopy, you need to have real colonoscopy spaces available the same day, because as a service, what you don't want to do is have the patient come in, like a screening mammogram program, and then tell them 3 days later, oh, by the way, this was found on the screening mammo. Now you need to come in for some further imaging with ultrasound, with whatever, make another trip, figure it out. Now they're worried all the time in between. You want to go from virtual colonoscopy, because unlike the mammogram, not only is it inconvenient time-wise, they got a bowel prep as well. So now you're going to take a second bowel prep, which has its own inherent potential problems, plus the time off and worry and come back. So as a service, what we do at the clinic, and I know what many others do, is leave some spots available in the colonoscopy schedule. And I would encourage the surgeons, if their radiologists are offering virtual colonoscopy, to make sure the radiologists know that you as a general surgeon or colorectal surgeon doing screening colonoscopy will keep some time available. And if your patient goes and there's a finding on that study, send the patient over, and that day you say, either I've removed it, or I've biopsied it, or I've found out that it was a false positive on virtual colonoscopy.
What do we know about false positives and false negatives with virtual colonoscopy?
I don't think we know enough yet, is the problem. I don't think we know enough yet. We're still in the learning curve, and the CT technology keeps improving. You know, we've gone from 32-slice scanners to 64-slice scanners, and now we're looking at 128-slice scanners, and I'm sure 256 aren't far behind. And every time there's new software, the radiologists have to go back up their learning curve on the equipment. And since it's not being paid for, there aren't enough done, except in the few centers publishing about it, but that's not the real world. The average guy practicing in a hospital somewhere probably doesn't have a radiologist with enough skill set and patient base to really be expert at it yet.